Yeah, I think my mindset all year has kind of been you're one injury away, or one COVID positive test away from being, you know, the guy that's going to be relied on heavily. So that's been the mindset from day one. And now that we're kind of in that, you know, again, the second time we've kind of gone through this COVID thing that kind of thrust me into the position I'm in is now it's the same mindset, you know, support VTech, you know, give him all the expertise, the knowledge that I've kind of experienced, and try to share that and help him grow. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still sitting here waiting, saying, hey, if the team needs me and the coach wants me to get in there, I got to make sure that I can do the job that they're counting on me to do. So, you know, the mindset doesn't change. It's still you're still one shot, one injury away, or, you know, I just got to, you stay in that moment as best you can. You use the practices as your games. You push the guys around you to be better. You push yourself to make sure that you're ready to go, because you want to make sure that your teammates can look at you and say, hey, he's giving it everything he can to be ready, and he's going to do the job for us if he needs to be.
You speak like a real, like a realist, like, you know, well aware of the situations and with a mature attitude here. Maybe that comes with veteran savviness. I wonder, would you have been able to handle a situation like this earlier in your career, or have you kind of always been a cool, steady guy in that regard?
The answer is a pretty confident no to that question. And I'll give you a couple reasons why. Well, the first reason is when I was younger in my career and I made the NHL, I was satisfied just kind of being there. You're happy just backing up. You're happy to be along for the ride. And you kind of lose a little bit of that fire that says, hey, what got you here? You got here because you wanted to play every day. And that's the fire that you need to stay at this level and to compete and to be ready when you're called upon. So that was the first thing that kind of changed, you know, as I went through my career early to mid and then pushed on. And, you know, and now it's the same mentality. Am I itching to go play? Yeah, 100%. I want that net, you know, but I understand that right now VTech's earned his ice time and I have to support him in 100% role and saying, hey, VTech, I'm here for you. Sammy, I'm here for you. Whatever you guys need, I'm here to share my experience. You got questions, you want me to share any type of experience that I've had, I'm more than happy to talk to you and push you in that way. But I still have that fire to be, hey, you want me in the net, coach? I'm ready to go. Put me in there and I'll do the best that I can possibly do to give the team a chance to win. And that's the mentality that I didn't have as a younger player.
You reference you've had the mentality and you have to stay sharp and you have to be chomping at the bit and ready when your number is called. This is looking ahead. If called upon between now and when the team season ends, in other words, if called upon come playoff time, despite having two starts this whole regular season, you sound like you're mentally there. You sound like you're ready. You feel good. Can you handle that?
Yeah. I mean, the short answer is yes, 100%. I mean, we've been prepared for it for all our lives. You know, you prepare from the time you're 6 years old, pretending you're in the Stanley Cup final. Like this is it. You know, we're in the dance. What you make of the dance is up to your attitude and your mentality of, you know, being the guy that can be a difference maker. And playoffs is a different animal than regular season. And, you know, it's tough to explain, you know, but an emotional player during playoffs is something you don't want to run into, because that emotion can change the tide of an entire series. I've seen it numerous times. I mean, we saw it in a one game there with TJ coming back from his father's passing. You know, you saw the emotion in the player. You saw that the difference that could make. And if you get a goalie, you get a hot score, that all of a sudden the emotion now gets involved. You know, playoffs being a shorter, you know, with the regular season over 82 games, you can't play at that emotional high. You'll just burn yourself up. But when you get into that short segments of a best of seven series and you run into an emotional team or an emotional player, you know, look out.